Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Our gospel today begins with a question by a Jewish scholar who is really wishing to test this mere carpenter from Nazareth, Jesus. And this scholar, or this teacher of the law, and when I say teacher of the law, I mean particularly the Torah, or the Hebrew law, he asked Jesus, he says, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Now, Jesus is much quicker on his feet than I ever am. And what does Jesus do? He takes this question that this scholar has asked, and he turns it around. And he asks him, "Well, what's written in the law?" And the scholar begins to quote the Shema, which is an ancient Jewish prayer that was prayed several times a day. And he says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Now, one of the things that stands out in this particular passage from the Shema is that the two commandments, these two commandments that we see, love of God and love of neighbor, they're not something that Jesus made up. No, in fact, it's part of ancient Judaism. It was one of the core messages of the Old Testament. But continuing in our gospel today is perhaps one of my favorite parables. It's the parable of the Good Samaritan. And it's a parable that applies to each and every one of us. In fact, if we weren't affected or felt drawn to this parable, it's quite possible that we really didn't hear it. You see, the parables of Jesus have a twofold purpose. On one hand, they conceal, but on the other hand, they reveal. In our gospel today, we hear the account of the traveler who's on the road, and he's traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho when he finds himself confronted by robbers. Now, what do robbers do? That's right, they rob you. They robbed him, they beat him. And after robbing and beating him, the robbers stripped him, beat him, and went off, leaving him half dead. A Jewish priest passes him by. And following the priest, it's a Levite who passes him by. Who is it, though, that actually stops? It's a Samaritan. Now, you more than likely have heard the times of the strife, of the friction, of the disdain, of the dislike between the Jews and the Samaritans. You see, the Samaritans were a group of people of whom some were descendants of Israel, but they had forgotten the practices of Judaism. In fact, they had created for themselves another temple, a temple that was not in Jerusalem. Whereas the Jews worshipped the one true God, the Samaritans worshipped many different gods. The irony in this parable today, though, is that it was not the priest, it was not the Levite who stopped to give aid, but rather it was the Samaritan who gave aid to the man on the side of the road. But I think a question for you and I to ask is, how does this parable speak to us in the here and in the now and in our daily lives? You know, sometimes it's us who are the ones who are hurt We might not necessarily be hurt by bandits, but we're hurt by other people. We're hurt by our family. We're hurt by our friends. We're hurt by our coworkers. We may be even hurt by our parish priest. We're also hurt by the events in our lives, whether it be illness, whether it be the loss of a job, whatever it may be. But you know, we're the ones who need to be rescued. We're the ones who need to be saved. And you know, we all have that time in our life when we've been in a desperate situation and we feel that we've been passed over. No, it wasn't the Jewish priest. No, it wasn't the Levite. But it was someone else. And in our time of need, when we were passed up, this causes us to do what? To question the goodness of people. But on the other hand, we have experienced the goodness of people. In our time of need, in our difficulty, the mere words of someone saying, "Can I help you?" That really speaks to our soul and to the situation in which we're going through in the here and the now. But you know, taking a step further back, there are times when we're in the role of the passerby. We are either the Jewish priest or we're the Levite. You know, we come upon someone who's in desperate need, and we're confronted with this decision. Do we stop? Do we help them? Or do we keep going and we pass them by? And this can be particularly difficult if someone is in need at a moment that's inconvenient for us. This can be disturbing because what is it? It's for us, it's a test. We may think that we are good, that we are generous people, but it's at moments like this that reveal to us if our goodness is authentic or if it's just an illusion. The encounter with the wounded man was such an event. It was a test for the priest. It was a test for the Levite. It was a test for the Samaritan. And the priest and the Levite are both shown to be selfish people. But instead of helping others, what do they do? If we go back to the text, to the gospel, it says, they pass by on the opposite end, on the opposite side of the road. How many times have you and I acted like the priest or the Levite? We know the sadness that falls upon us when we turn ourselves inward and look inward and fail to look at the outside of those who are in need. But you know, it's the Samaritan who comes out very well in this whole thing. You see, he's the one who comes out showing the mercy, showing the love, showing the compassion of God. And thankfully, there have been moments in our lives when we have acted like the Samaritan. And we know the joy in our hearts when we act like him. Sometimes we receive help, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we're in the position to help another person. Sometimes we refuse to help. But yet, sometimes we do help. For those times that we have received help, it's important for us to be grateful, especially for the people who have acted as instruments of God. For the times in which we haven't helped, when we've acted like the Levite, when we've acted like the Jewish priest, we have to forgive ourselves. But we also have to learn something from that experience. We must acknowledge that we're wounded by our own selfishness. And we need the Holy Spirit to come and to open and warm our hearts when they are closed and when they're cold. As we prepare to come together as a family to receive our Lord today in the Eucharist, let our offering be to bring to the God of the universe those moments when we have failed, Those moments that when we've been the Levite, those moments that we have been the Jewish priest. Let's bring to him those moments when even we're the hurt guy on the side of the road. Bring those and place them on the altar tonight. But also, if we've been that good Samaritan, place those moments here on this altar too. But let's take the example of the good Samaritan and let's make amends to show the love, to show the compassion, and to show the mercy of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.